Right now, there are thousands of talented tech professionals who are just walking away from highly specialized, really lucrative cybersecurity
Oh,
careers.
absolutely. And it happens every single day.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, they aren't doing it because the work is too complex, or, because they lack the analytical mindset, or even because they can't get the right security
Right,
clearances.
it's usually something much more trivial.
Exactly. They are walking away because of one single four-letter word that's just buried deep in a job description somewhere, Java.
It really is the ultimate invisible barrier. I mean, it's this completely self-inflicted industry filter.
Yeah, they see that word and just bail.
Pretty much. You get these highly capable systems administrators or business analysts and security professionals. They take one look at a requirement for object-oriented programming, and they just assume they don't have the prerequisite DNA for the role.
Then they just close the browser tab.
Exactly. They self-reject based on what is honestly a fundamental misunderstanding of how modern enterprise software actually operates in the wild.
Well, if you are listening to this right now, we are dismantling that barrier today. Welcome to the deep dive.
Glad to be here for this one. It's a topic that trips up so many people.
It really does. So our mission today is to demystify one of the biggest gatekeepers in the tech and identity and access management space. We are working through this really comprehensive technical guide from SailPoint Masters.
Yeah, and that guide is fantastic because it addresses a very specific high anxiety question for beginners.
Exactly. The big question: can you learn SailPoint without knowing Java? And the guide has an executive summary that just drops the answer right up front.
And that short answer is a resounding, definitive yes.
Yes, which is such a relief.
Right, but the nuance behind why the answer is yes, well, that's what we really need to explore here. We were talking about managing digital identities, enforcing regulatory compliance frameworks.
Orchestrating complex business processes, right?
Exactly. Those functions dictate a company's entire security posture, and they require an entirely different cognitive toolkit than, say, raw software engineering.
You're architecting the logic of the business, not compiling the underlying code base.
Spot on.
Which is exactly why we need to level set before we figure out how to learn it. We need to look at what SailPoint actually is and what the source material calls the great Java myth.
Right, because why do people assume coding is required in the first place?
Well, let's give a quick jargon-free definition. SailPoint is a massive identity governance and administration solution, or IGA. But to make that relatable, think of SailPoint as like the ultimate bouncer and VIP coordinator for a company's digital nightclub.
I actually love that analogy. It's very visual.
Right. It manages user identities, checks who has access permissions to which VIP rooms, and ensures regulatory compliance. It's basically checking IDs at the door and making sure nobody sneaks into the DJ booth.
Exactly. And it reads data from authoritative sources, like your HR platform, to know who is even on the guest list to begin with.
Okay, let's unpack this because this is where I really have to push back a little on the premise here.
Go for it.
Wait, SailPoint is a massive, incredibly complex enterprise software system. It is quite literally built on Java.
Yes, it is.
So how is it fundamentally possible to master configuring and troubleshooting this giant piece of machinery without knowing the underlying programming language it runs on? Like, if a workflow breaks, don't you have to pop the hood?
What's fascinating here is the architectural philosophy of modern software. There's a massive clear line between using or governing a system and customizing it.
Okay, governing versus customizing.
Right. To use your nightclub analogy, the bouncer at the door doesn't need to know how to pour a concrete foundation or wire the building's electricity to know who is allowed in the VIP room.
Oh, that makes total sense.
When you look at entry-level or even intermediate SailPoint roles, they are about workflows. They're setting up access policies and automated provisioning. They are not writing custom code.
So they are working in the administrative layer, just defining the rules.
Exactly. They are taking a written corporate policy, like no contractor can access financial databases without dual manager approval, and mapping that logic into the platform.
If we're throwing Java out the window for beginners, what exactly replaces it in the learner's toolkit? Like, what should you, the listener, actually focus on instead?
Well, if you aren't learning syntax, you need to learn concepts.
And the guide outlines these core concepts really clearly. You need IAM fundamentals, identity and access management.
Right, the real prerequisites.
Yeah, things like authentication versus authorization, single sign-on, multi-factor authentication.
And you really need to understand identity governance concepts. A huge one mentioned in the guide is segregation of duties.
Oh, yeah. Segregation of duties. That's a huge deal. It's basically, it's like making sure the person who writes the company checks isn't the same person who signs them.
That is the perfect way to describe it. It's an anti-fraud mechanism.
So if one account holds both permissions, that's a massive violation.
Exactly. And to set that up in SailPoint, you don't write a script. You just go into the interface, select the two entitlements, link them together, and tell the system to flag it as a toxic combination.
Just clicking through menus, that's amazing. But there is one big surprise in the toolkit section of the guide.
The database side of things.
Yeah, the SQL surprise. The guide points out that learning fundamental SQL databases, you know, tables, queries, relationships, actually provides much greater immediate value for a beginner than Java.
It really does. And I know that sounds weird. You skip one programming language just to learn a query language.
Wait, yeah, why is that the case? If it's all just drop-down menus, why do I need SQL?
Because you have to connect this to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Identity management at its core is just a massive data and directory puzzle.
Like Active Directory or LDAP?
Exactly. SailPoint is pulling in millions of rows of data from dozens of disconnected systems, HR systems, badge readers, IT directories.
So an identity isn't a person, it's just a huge collection of data rows.
Right. And when things go wrong, like an automated provisioning fails, the graphical dashboard might just give you a generic error.
Ah, so you can't see what's actually broken.
Exactly. SQL allows you to bypass that shiny dashboard. You can query the underlying database directly to troubleshoot.
You can just write a quick query and say, oh, the HR department misspelled this guy's job title, and that's why his email wasn't created.
You got it. SQL helps you query and troubleshoot that data far better and faster than Java ever would.
That is wild. Okay, but here's where it gets really interesting. Now that you have this alternative toolkit, you know, IMM concepts and SQL, who will actually hire you?
That is the million-dollar question.
Yeah. How do these skills translate into actual jobs? Because the guide lays out a very clear career fork in the road.
And there are multiple distinct, highly skilled paths that don't require any coding whatsoever.
Let's break those down. First, the roles where no Java is needed at all. You've got the SailPoint administrator.
Right. They handle the day-to-day user management and run those quarterly access reviews.
Then there's the IM analyst. They do compliance reporting, risk analysis. They are the ones practically living in SQL, right?
Exactly, making sure the system is healthy and compliant.
Then you have the IAM consultant. They are doing business analysis, process optimization, sitting in rooms with executives, mapping out workflows.
Translating the corporate bureaucracy into the digital system.
And finally, the support engineer. Log analysis, infrastructure troubleshooting. Very technical, but still no Java.
It's all systems knowledge and problem solving.
So those are the non-coding paths, but the guide does address the other side of the fork, the SailPoint developer. This is where Java is actually required.
Yes. The guide doesn't pretend Java is completely useless. It just belongs in a very specific role.
So where exactly does Java finally come into play for that developer?
It comes into play when a company breaks the rules of standard architecture. SailPoint has connectors for most modern apps, like Salesforce.
But what if they have some weird ancient system?
Exactly. Say they have a 20-year-old custom-built HR mainframe. SailPoint can't talk to that out of the box. So the developer uses Java to write a custom integration.
Oh, wow. So they build the custom bridges to the isolated data islands.
Yes. They also use it for creating custom rules, you know, complex approval logic or workflow extensions that the standard UI just can't handle.
Okay, so if you're listening and you want to avoid that developer path and stick to the administration and analysis, how do you actually start?
You need a practical application of all this theory.
Right, and the source material provides this exact chronological roadmap, a 6-month blueprint to getting hired.
And the sequencing of this roadmap is brilliant.
Let's walk through it step by step. Months 1 and 2, the guide says you focus entirely on IAM fundamentals and the identity lifecycle.
No hands-on software yet.
Right. Zero. You are just studying SailPoint architecture, learning the difference between Identity IQ, which is their on-premise solution, and Identity Security Cloud, the SaaS version.
You're just building up your conceptual vocabulary.
Then we hit months 3 and 4. This is where you move to hands-on real-world scenarios.
This is where it gets fun. You set up a sandbox environment.
Yeah, you practice application onboarding, you learn that basic SQL we talked about, and you practice reporting and troubleshooting.
You are basically acting as a junior administrator in a safe space.
And then finally, months 5 and 6, The guide says only now do you optionally learn basic Java, like variables, loops, object-oriented concepts.
And again, only if you actually want that developer path.
Right. Otherwise, you spend months 5 and 6 prepping for your SailPoint certification and building up your project experience.
Now, this raises an important question. Why separate the learning phases like this? Why not learn the platform and Java at the exact same time?
Yeah, why not just dive into the deep end?
Because of cognitive overload.
Yeah.
Trying to learn a complex programming language and the nuances of IAM governance simultaneously is basically a recipe for failure.
Your brain would just short circuit.
Exactly. You are fighting on two totally different intellectual fronts. By sequencing the learning this way, you actually accelerate your job readiness.
That makes total sense. So what does this all mean? If we wrap up this whole deep dive, the ultimate takeaway from SailPoint Masters is pretty empowering.
It really is. It changes the whole perspective on the industry.
Your understanding of business logic, governance, and your ability to problem solve, those are your actual superpowers in the IAM field. Java is just an optional tool.
And honestly, it's an optional tool that might not be around forever.
Oh, what do you mean by that?
Well, think about where technology is heading. If the core value of SailPoint lies in understanding human workflows, you know, mapping out governance strategy.
Right, the conceptual stuff.
Yes. And at the same time, automated AI coding tools are becoming increasingly advanced, like incredibly fast.
Oh, wow. Yeah, AI writes code now.
Exactly. So will the need for specialized Java knowledge in SailPoint development eventually disappear entirely?
Wait, really? You think AI will just write the custom connectors?
It's very possible. An administrator might just prompt an AI to write a complex rule. And if that happens, it leaves IAM conceptual mastery as the absolute only true human requirement in the industry.
That is a wild thought. The one thing everyone is so intimidated by, the coding might just be automated away completely.
Leaving the business analysts and the rule makers as the most valuable people in the room.
Well, that is definitely something for everyone to mull over. If you've been putting off jumping into this field because of the coding requirements, it might be time to rethink your strategy.
Absolutely. The door is wide open.
Thank you so much for joining us for this deep dive into the SailPoint universe. We really hope this helped clear up the great Java myth for you.
It's been great unpacking all of this.
Keep learning, keep asking great questions, and remember, your ability to understand the business is your strongest asset. We'll catch you on the next deep dive.